The month of October is a month dedicated to the holy angels. And of course, we are getting close to the end of the month. And on this day in the ancient calendar, even though it is a relatively new universal feast, it was made universal only in the 20th century by Pope Benedict XV. On this day, the 24th of October. But it has been his feast for centuries. We celebrate the feast of one of the three principal archangels about whom we know, Saint Raphael. Raphael means the medicine of God. And indeed, Saint Raphael is involved in the healings. And of course, any of us who are ill or have been ill, some of us are always ill, we are in a very close relationship with St. Raphael. A few years ago, one of our parishioners brought me a gift, and the gift that he brought me was a beautiful image of St. Raphael, which now is in my office, where he is venerated every day by me. Raphael, he's not only the medicine of God, but of course the medicine involves not only physical, which many of us need, but also spiritual, which all of us need. And of course, we see here from the book of the prophet Tobias, or Tobit, depending on how you say it, the fact that he appeared to the son of Tobias and helped him on his journey. So he's also a patron of travelers. And so he leads him to find the wife that he had been promised, Sarah. And then, when they arrive there, they find out that Sarah was possessed. And so St. Raphael is also very, very important in the prayers of exorcism. Without further ado, St. Raphael, who was visible to St. Tobias all the way through, touched Sarah, and immediately the demons left, or the demon, we do not know, one or many, probably many. And then he took her home. In the meantime, the father had been rendered blind, and St. Raphael took a fish out of the river and gave it to Tobias, or Tobit, and he said, "You will put this on your father's eyes when we get home, to your home." And so he did, and he opened the fish up and took out whatever from his entrails and put it on the eyes of Saint Tobias, and immediately his eyes were opened and he was healed. So we see he heals spiritually Sarah, and he heals physically Tobias. And so today, we pray to him for healing in every which kind. And of course, as we do so, we unite ourselves to all the other archangels and all the other choirs of angels who are worshiping God and praying for us. As they pray to God and glory God, they're praying for us. And so we have to have a very good and close relationship with our angels. We should never, ever forget our angels. And of course, as we have started the month out with the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, we end the month out with St. Raphael, the medicine of God, who also could be our guardian angel if God so wished. And so today, let us give thanks to God for this universe. It is millions and billions of creatures, persons, not human persons, but spiritual persons, who is a universe, which is a universe of the angels, nine choirs of angels. And then after he created them, he created us, and he put them in charge over us, especially the lowest choir of angels, the angels, and in some cases, as today, the archangels. And of course, we pray to St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael, and all the other archangels to help us and lead us and protect us and especially to lead us to salvation, just as St. Raphael led Tobias home to salvation in his own home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.